Going back to your point about Israel becoming a pariah state, do you think we're at a point of no return for liberal Zionism and that support for Israel will become almost entirely a position confined to the right of the political spectrum internationally, with only partial exceptions such as Germany, which is something of a special case, and the United States? In the latter case, pro-Israel opinion is still relatively robust, at least according to the latest polling.
Yeah, I think it is the point of no return. I think Jonathan Glazer's Oscar acceptance speech, which clearly repudiates the unconditional claim of Zionism on Jewish identity, while also drawing a connection between the Holocaust and contemporary atrocities, is an interesting threshold in this regard, because it's not just that it challenges Zionism's claim on Jewish identity, it also challenges its essential claim to Holocaust memory. Now, this has aroused a lot of panic among Israel's hardcore defenders, and I know you all have seen that CNN went so far as to commission a hatchet job review by apparently a middle-aged toddler months after it was released, just to punish Glazer for his transgression. But you will have noticed that the statement issued by hundreds of Hollywood executives and celebrities and so on, telling him to shut up, was signed by very few actual names, you know, very few notable Jewish celebrities.
It was also, I mean, the statement struck me as being, you know, it had the sort of hysterical tone, which is perhaps more characteristic of what we see from Israeli politicians and Israeli media figures rather than liberal American Zionists. I mean, that was something that I was struck by.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and that's the problem. I mean, Israel has gone so far, diverged so far from the pattern of mainstream Jewish American thinking. Tony Kushner, who, to be fair, has always been somewhat on the left rather than just a liberal, although he's also always been in kind of a two-stater about Israel-Palestine, but he's somewhat on the left, and he wrote the Spielberg film about Mossad assassins that made Israel very angry because it basically portrayed Mossad assassins as terrorists. But he came out militantly in support of Glazer in an interview with Haaretz. And I don't think these things would be happening if it weren't for the emergence, the prior emergence of a hardcore militant Jewish anti-Zionist contingent who basically, above all, expressed by Jewish Voice for Peace. I think that put the steel in some people's spines. Now, you mentioned the polls, and I don't doubt that the sort of broad feeling that Israel is a good thing still exists in large parts of American society. But if you look closely, I'll cite a few recent examples. Most of Biden's 2020 voters think Israel is committing a genocide. Most of them oppose arms shipments to Israel. And actually, even half of Trump's supporters oppose arms shipments to Israel. There's other polls that show that about half of Jewish Democrats, specifically Jewish Democrats, support a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, not the temporary one that Biden is seeking, and 34% are opposed. So I think, really, Israel has moved far away from where Jewish Americans mostly are. The majority remain mostly liberal, notwithstanding a sizable reactionary constituency. And I think it's getting to the point where they can't support it anymore. And maybe things would change if it was somebody like Gantz rather than Netanyahu in charge. But I don't think Gantz would be sufficiently different. I think the threshold that has been crossed, notably with Gantz in the government, kind of changes the equation. So this is going to take time. I don't think you're going to see an immediate break with the idea of Israel's existence as a Jewish state specifically. In other words, with the core axiom of Zionism. I think that's going to take time. But I think the process of Israel's ostracization and international condemnation is underway.
If you'd like to hear the rest of this episode of PTO Extra, then please consider becoming a £5 supporter of the show on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/poll theory other to sign up.